It takes a while to walk around the perimeter of Sweden Creek Farms. There, Carol Ann Rose and Curly Miller grow mushrooms, plenty of them, on their organic farm in remote Madison County. Those mushrooms grow on logs, rows and rows of logs.
We just fruit here in the summer. This group of logs here, you're not even looking at 5% of the logs that are on this place. Maybe not even that.
You've probably eaten some of their crop. They sell their shiitake mushrooms to restaurants and grocery stores in northwest Arkansas, but also to clients around the country. Every 2 weeks, more than a ton of mushrooms from Sweden Creek Farm are shipped out of Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport. The shiitakes are picked off the logs, the rows of logs, at different stages. Curly and Carol Ann call the largest ones barbecuers.
They're a large size, and then, like I said, some of them are smaller. We sort them separate for babies, and we sell them at Ozark Natural Foods. And also at the Roots Festival, they're going to do a raw marinade that's going to have raw shiitakes and that have been marinated, and they're going to use babies for that.
Developing a successful mushroom farm isn't as easy as just taking shiitakes off a log. The crop grows under the bark, out of sight. Curly says a mushroom farmer has to make up stories about what he thinks is happening, then see if those stories are correct. Carol Ann and Curly say there are many potential complications. She says since the operation began in the 1980s, there's been plenty of trial and error. Sometimes expensive experiments in growing that provided education also hurt the bottom line. Weather, of course, can also be a factor. Not just the usual concerns about extreme heat, cold, or drought that could stunt growth, but conditions developing half a continent away that can, and have, made the spawn of the mushroom emerge from log's bark too soon. 3 years ago, when the remnants of Hurricanes Gustav and Ike made it to the Ozarks, Sweden Creek Farm exploded with activity.
My best guess is 80,000 pounds in 2 days. The entire place blew.
Gustav's heavy rains and subsequent tropical conditions meant the mushroom spawn under the bark went on, as Curly describes it, a bender. Then, after Gustav, here came Ike.
Rained another 4 inches. The wind blew like crazy. It went down to like 42, and it shook. And another thing about shiitake is a branch can fall off a tree into a batch of bone-dry logs, and they'll fruit right where it hits them. From the shock of being jarred, yeah, they're really weird.
The back-to-back storms produced a year's worth of mushrooms almost overnight. Curly says the spore of the mushrooms could actually be seen floating up out of the hollow where the farm is located. Much of the impromptu crop was so large it couldn't be harvested. In the past 3 years, Curly and Carol Ann have figured out better ways to keep the shiitakes from fruiting too early. There is art, science, and a bit of intrigue involved in getting the right mushroom to grow in the right way. Over time, the methods at Sweden Creek have worked. And others, Carol Ann says, have noticed.
And there has been espionage where people have, you know, tried to sneak on our farm and, you know, steal.
County agents.
Yeah. Stealing spawn, trying to recreate this. This is proprietary, and we're sworn to protect it and not give it out. And, you know, people have tried to steal it.
And that's why an important, pivotal part of the process at Sweden Creek is kept secret.
So this is where the real action is. This is, and this we don't share with anybody. We'll bring people in here, but we don't let anybody take pictures. We don't let anybody here who's an aspiring grower. We don't even have people on our farm, because it always ends bad.
And so what happens down a dirt road some distance past the Kingston Square remains pretty much unrevealed to almost everybody. With or without trade secrets, mushrooms are an enigmatic harvest. Logs used as hosts can serve as fertile homes for a few generations of mushrooms before the nutrients are consumed by the spawn. Expired logs look fresh, but they weigh as little as a plastic wiffle ball bat.
All the nutrients and stuff, and see, you gotta... The other thing you have to remember is that this has been out in the woods for like 4 or 5 years, and the bark's still tight. The shiitake holds the bark right on. It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
Even a This log has a lot of heartwood, so it would be heavier, but it'll make better firewood, but it still doesn't weigh that much. So this is our firewood for the winter.
Tired logs used for heating is just one example of how Carol Ann and Curly are resourceful. Curly works on the engines of the vans used for transporting the bounty. He poured concrete for one of the water tanks used to submerge the logs to invoke the mushrooms to fruit. Carol Ann manages gardens year-round that produce everything from corn to okra. They harvest watercress from the five springs on their land. As Curly explains, independent farmers miles away from a town cannot afford to not be sustainable. But he's never lost his passion. His eyes still grow wide with fascination when he takes a safety pin to a log that has minuscule fungal activity happening just under the surface.
See, here's another button coming right behind it. There's one right there happening. But tomorrow they'll be, oh, there's one right there. Tomorrow they'll all be pinned up. So they'll double, and then a whole bunch of them will pop the bark. And then in a couple of days, all those buttons will be emerged, and these will be picked out by probably about this time next week.
Curly and Carol Ann say the year-round care of the logs and the year-round physical moving of thousands of logs means the work is a combination of dairy farming and championship weightlifting. It's not an easy path for those mushrooms to get from the logs on this Madison County slice of land to the grocery store shelves or restaurant menu. But the farm seems ideal for the work, if you don't mind having to shoo a snake away once in a while.
Hey, get out of here. Go on. They
Ooh, got
something.
There it is.
Come on.
Come on, get out of there. That looked cottonmouthish.
Yeah, it did.
The work at a mushroom farm like Sweden Creek is a mix of small labors and large. Like the big tractors that haul logs along a pathway into the woods so they can rest and grow mushrooms. But spend a day with Curly and Carol Ann, and you get the feeling that these two transplants, he's from Rochester, New York, she's from New Jersey, have found the world that they love.
Oh, and this is the first place where we started growing. We had a big garden there. Actually, this is a big garden. It's grown up. It'll get taken care of. But
well, that was sweet corn. We already harvested
it. Yeah, we already harvested it. But we would be down here, you know, all summer picking mushrooms, stacking out logs, feeding kids watermelon in the, you know, in the fields and playing and stuff, splashing in the creek, staying away from rattlers.
Sweden Creek Farm mushrooms will be among the food items available at the Fayetteville Roots Festival this weekend. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.